When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I'm going to talk about the YouTube uploads. This is my special ability. I connect with an entity that activates and engages with me through the nightlights. It is my proof that we are more than what we seem, and that we don't know everything, and we're not supposed to. We're not supposed to. Got to leave something for the grandkids to figure out. Hello, I'm Wendy, and my nightlights are the topic this time. I put two new videos, and these were recorded while we went to visit my husband's relatives in Texas. We stayed at a B&B, and the whole goal was to do this off-site, away from my home, which I've done before, but this is also current. So the nightlights, as of this month, December 2023, they have been doing this since 1997. Interactive, and I've had some comments about how this could possibly be indicative of burning out the bulb. This particular nightlight that is featured in the videos is between 20 and 25 years old. It's close to 25, but I don't have the exact date. It's just a matter of knowing that this thing has been ongoing with me, a paranormal element, a paranormal entity, non-corporeal, the words I have been given, to describe a non-physical being. So it's intelligent, or at least the way it communicates with me, it sounds intelligent. I wrote a book about it, started that in 1998, and I was given information to put into a book, and didn't publish it. At least mainstream publish it until 2007. I've updated it, but for me, this is more of a experiential thing rather than writing about it, because every time I try to explain it, there's just no explanation for what it is that makes this work, at least according to what we are, you know, working with in our science now. I do know there is an afterlife. I have had information from deceased people that have been very accurate in terms of giving it to the person who's living and allowing them to make contact and understand that this is a legitimate interaction, communication. When I first started working with the nightlight, I had to learn how to connect and bring through the information. I worked with my personal guides and with the entity of the nightlight to try and figure out how I could better communicate, and that involved channeling. So I would sit down and do automatic writing. And I didn't understand automatic writing at the time. I somehow, you know, my feeling was that if you sat down and you, whatever way you tried to bring it through writing or on the computer, that it would just automatically take over, because that's what I had been, what I had heard. So I felt it would take over with my hands. That isn't the way it worked for me. The way it worked for me was I would all of a sudden have information, language, and there would be so much that I couldn't keep up with it. And so I would be typing, and it was a matter of not being able to focus with both the physical element, my body, putting words into writing, using my hands, and then thinking. And not only that, you can't think about it because it isn't your thought. It's another thought coming through. And anything you do to try to think about it or try to correct it or try to organize it, control it, takes away from what's coming through, the transmission. The UFO people talk about this, and they call it downloads. And at the time that this was happening for me, which would have been early on when the first communication came through with the nightlight, 97, 98. There was really very little for me to go from to find out what was happening from other people. The internet had not developed at the rate that it is now, where it just keeps overwhelming us with more and more information from contactees, from UFO research, from NDEers, from afterlife mediums. All of this stuff is absolutely on fire right now. So much information, it's impossible to keep up with it. But that makes it so much more accessible. And you have to do discernment, because some people are trying to make a buck, and that's normal. Okay, that's it. Here, join my club and you'll get exclusive content. What I have found, and I'm really appreciative of people who are saying, this is what happens, this is how you access it, now go off on your own and figure out how it works for you. Because for one thing, I'm not a guru, but I do have some really cool things that are happening and have been happening since I connected with this entity, the energy who manipulates my nightlights, interacts with me via the nightlights. So when you see this on YouTube, that will give you an idea of what I'm talking about. It looks very innocuous. It's just a blinking light. And I have burned out some nightlights. Some have lasted a couple decades. This one is the most long-lasting of my interactive nightlights. But if it goes, then I'll have another one. When it first started happening, the light that was activated that got my attention was actually one of those intermittent. You have the daylight and the nightlight goes out. Well, what would happen? It wouldn't go out. It would come on and it would blink, even though it should have been off. That was my first clue that there was something going on. So that's the one I learned at first, with how to connect with my nightlight, and started doing the automatic writing to get the communication, and then learned how to channel with the assistance of my guides and the entity that manipulates the light. And some of that involves some shamanic type stuff, out of body stuff. The first really extraordinary experience with the channeling had to do with the guides telling me that I would do a count to two and something would happen. And at this time, I'm working with my aunt, who was a hypnotherapist, and she was working as a hypnotherapist, and she would give me instructions from what I was saying and then parrot it back to me to help me work through this. And you step aside. I'm not going to get into all the details, but you step aside to allow the information to come through. And so I was told to count to two. When I said one, I was immediately completely dissolved. And it just felt like at the time, you know, butter. You just melt, and everything and nothing. All of a sudden, there's no sense of an individual persona. There's just a sense of being connected with everything, all that is, all right now. It was amazing. It was like the most blissful, the most wonderful, the most satisfying. How do I say it? Secure. You know, all of this, you didn't have a feeling. I didn't have a feeling of being separate. And that was so incredible that I didn't want to stop it, because when the count was to two, that meant it was over, kind of. You know, I needed to come back. And you don't want to, when you are that blissed out, there's just a sense of wanting to keep it. However, I knew that this wasn't supposed to last. This was an insight. It was just a peek, a glimpse into this greater beyond that we are all part of, that they were giving me to allow me to know this was a legitimate contact, and my guides and the entity, all of this was real. So when she said two, I said two, we said two. Like I said, this wasn't just this was a very unusual circumstance, because they're giving me the feeling of being where they are and yet beyond that. And I'm still stuck in my physical form trying to figure out, all right, now the next move is to come back. So at two, I'm back. I have to come back. And as I understand it, because of the bilocation element, the metaphysical multidimensional element, you have to find yourself to ground yourself in some form. And the form right now is the physical body. So all of this is happening at the very beginning of my introduction, working with collaboration of my being and my information with this other entity and non-corporeal. So I've kind of put the cart before the horse here and told you all this because I want you to be able to understand, when you view those YouTube videos, There are two on my channel. I'll put a link in the description for the show, but the two are the most recent. Now, the backstory on this. I had connected with a guy who I really had been following on Twitter. I had seen his information off and on through the years because he was involved, and I'm going to get the website here. It's available. If he does transit, whatever, he has made sure that this will be available to anybody. It'll be on the Internet Archive. Right now, it's available at jamesaconrad.com. And he talks about his abilities and talks about what he's been doing. He calls himself a writer and frontier scientist. And what he has been researching has to do with the paranormal. So there's a lot of wonderful documentation and information on his site. He also has been a professional writer. He has a couple of, these are very dense books that have to do with documenting things for writers, models, actors. Okay. So those dictionaries are related to the media industry. But what he also has been working on specifically is telekinesis. And this is from his website. In between his writing work, he's done lab work and speculative physics. Let me get this right. In between his writing work, he's done laboratory work in speculative physics, specifically in the investigation and research of proposed consciousness effects on matter, in which he designed and operated his own full-scale telekinesis laboratory, one of the few in the world known to have ever existed, with photos available online, a member of the Tampa Bay Skeptics for 15 years. Website has had multiple visits from 213 countries and territories to date. All right, and that's the Google Analytics will back that up. So what he has tried to do is lay out the background of what he has discovered, what he has done, who he has investigated, and his perspective on whether it's legit or not. All right, so as a skeptic, I appreciated his objectivity. What I did was try to arrange an interview. And he said, no, he hasn't done those for 10 years. And he's had lots of opportunities to do interviews, whether it's with the broadcast, televised media, film medias, or other interviews with people like me, radio or internet broadcasters. So podcasters, that kind of thing, audio only. So he said he would be happy to write back and forth, email, and that would be fine. So I said, well, here's my special ability, because he designates that on his site, and I showed him my nightlight. Well, then I followed up because I had more recent information, and he was saying, yeah, probably a burned out bulb or in the process of burning out. So I sent him the two recent ones saying, and I had just happened to do that. This all seemed to happen just, you know, the way things normally do, that synchronistic, but really not an accident kind of thing. So I sent him two of the videos that I had taken on my phone when we went to that little spot in Texas. The thing with that, I'm much more aware of paranormal or other types of activity. While we were there, I was laying on the couch and I pulled the blanket over my head for light, and I heard the body has been covered up. They've thrown a blanket on the body. I'm just paraphrasing, but that was the language, the lingo that someone was saying. And I knew, okay, there's someone else here. They are non-corporeal. They're observing that what I have done. It was kind of that toss it aside, because it's not a big bells and whistles kind of thing. It's just an observation that I made as those entities, beings were observing me. I just thought it was kind of interesting that, oh, they're making a comment about my choice to throw the blanket over my head. So that's in the space that we were staying at. So I knew there's more activity here, but my nightlight had said, and again, this is an interactive being, had said, take me. So I did. And right now, since it's been with me for so long, the normal thing for it to do is to stay off most of the time. And at the very beginning, it was really interactive 24/7. It was always on. Well, at the night it would go off because it said, we are not a nightlight. And it does use the term we, because it is a multidimensional being. I'm connecting with something that will allow me to connect with other elements if I want to. So when it responds, it's we, mostly we. And with that, the night light stayed off because it said it was a vessel and it was a method of interacting. And in order to preserve the bulb, which it has done, that didn't need to be on 24/7. So get over it if I wanted a night light. Find something else. Okay. So it does have its own way of creating boundaries. And the funny thing about that, though, I have taken it to other places and demonstrated what it does. And of course, you know, when I'm telling people this, just like you listening, if you don't experience this yourself, there's this, I don't know if I buy it. I don't know if this is possible. I don't know. You're probably doing this yourself, and you're doing something that makes this nightlight blink and flicker. And yeah, it's probably a burned out bulb, which is exactly what James Conrad thought. It's in the process of burning out. He even recognized it, said, I've seen this. I knew about these from 20 years ago. I knew where they were. Well, yeah, that's amazing. And I'm thinking, I haven't been able to find them. But he said he found one at Walmart. Well, that's cool. This one is old. So when it burns out, I would like to get another one if I can. I also have some other types of lights, too, that are neon. And I've worked with them as well. And I have documented those and put them on YouTube. So there it is. In the meantime, when I show him these new videos I sent him prior to posting on YouTube, he said his machine acted up. And he said, at one point, he's like, and he responds to me, he says, I opened your videos and my machine, something I can't explain, happened. I might need a new machine. A new computer. I'm like, oh, whoa, okay, that hasn't happened before. I have used and transmitted information, whether it's a video, mostly audio, because a lot of my, you know, podcast work, I'm using audio work. And so I'm sending a lot of audio files and uploading and working with that. That's my main focus. Occasionally, it will be a video file, but nothing has ever happened like this before. Okay, the really interesting and unusual thing that happened with this is that it really affected the design, the graphics. Now, he didn't know that at first. What he was trying to figure out was, what the heck is happening? And let me, he said I could share this. So I'm not disclosing anything personal. Okay, he said, in summary, I clicked on one of the videos of yours to play offline that damaged my computer. Don't you know if it can be repaired? Working on it. In each of the two you sent videos, I clicked on the link to the video. And instead of being attachment, it sent me to Google Drive. Okay, so he's looking at that from Google Drive. And you might understand what's going on with this. But at this point, what happened, he said, instead of launching the player and begin playing, my laptop screen went to maximum brightness. That got my attention because it was in a semi-dark setting that he was looking at this. So he pressed the F5 dim brightness key 3 times, and it caused it to go completely dark. Pressing the F6 key once to increase brightness brings back the screen to full brightness. The separate brightness slider control in Windows Mobility Center no longer had any effect when sliding it left and right. The display is stuck on full brightness. My keyboard has toggle on and off underneath lighting. That still works. The problems are screen related. The second major malfunction is the sleep setting is completely gone as an option. Just before clicking on the video, my laptop was set to go to sleep when I close the lid or briefly touch the power button. Touching any key then brings up my login screen, and I use the sleep feature daily. Thirdly, it's night light. Okay, all right, hear this. The night light features also no longer work. It allows the adjusting via a slider control, the amount of blue light coming from the screen when used in the low light setting. When I move the slider, nothing happens. I've never experienced these malfunctions on a laptop. What are the odds when I click on a paranormal claimants video involving lights, and especially night lights, also my computer's light controls malfunction? Did a Windows 10 system file, checking the command prompt, can't find anything wrong, malware scan, thank you. I didn't want to be responsible for that. And also scan the two videos on the flash drive. Everything checks out okay. No problem. So he's done all these troubleshooting, trying to figure out what's going on. His system is all fine. There's nothing that indicates there is a problem. So he goes to YouTube. He finds out fortunately, there is a fix for this. Because I have no idea. I don't know what this is stuff that happens when I work with my nightlights and when people who are trying to research or trying to understand whether or not what I'm doing is legit, or if, you know, I'm a fraudster trying to say, hey, look at me, I've got these blinking lights and they are paranormal. No, I'm just saying this is what I experience. This is how it works for me. Your determination, your opinion, your understanding is up to you. I don't know. I can't explain it. I can only do it. And it activates and engages. And that's what I experience. That's the problem with some of this. When you experience these things, we don't often have the language that deals with this specific element to be able to explain it or define it. A quick break.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I've had people who would like to put me on camera and put this thing on screen and say, hey, this is what we've determined and this is how it works and yada, yada, yada. And I've said no. My reason for that, because I have taken it out and demonstrated and showed people. As a matter of fact, one time I did it with Unity Church here in Kansas City, where I am. I took it there and I talked about it, a presentation, and the nightlights are blinking the entire time. They tried to give me, because they record all of these presentations, they tried to give me a disc that had my presentation on it. When they went to take the disc off and try and give me a copy, I don't know how you describe it, but it was in little compartments. It was unusable. How do I explain it? They gave me the disc, said, here, you can have this. I can't use it because it just is little compartments, little, you know, like 2 seconds, 2 seconds, 2 seconds, 2 seconds, 2 seconds, the entire thing, which is what my nightlights, the entity, does when I try to get some kind of external documentation or proof of what this is. It does not work the same way we do with our electricity. How do I explain that? I can't. So this is what I'm doing. I'm trying to tell you, to the best of my ability, that things happen that I have no explanation for when other people try to figure out how this works for them. One of the guys that I used to work with, he was in radio. I knew him a long time. And I would visit him and do some audio work. And he said every time that I would come to visit him, his lights would flicker and blink. And so he knew I was on the way. He's like, oh, yep, the night lights are blinking again. Somebody else that I worked with said that when she went home, her lights, after visiting me and seeing my night light do this, and her lights did the same. So it's that deal of once you have accessed or been exposed to this information, then these things may be more possible. And more in your awareness, at least, you're more observant of these kinds of things. And that was the deal with a nightlight. When I first started working with this and people would come to the house, I'd look to see if they noticed. And they didn't pay any attention to it. There's this light doing this really amazing thing. It is not supposed to be blinking because the lights are on and it's over there blinking away. And they aren't in any way, shape, or form aware of this highly unusual and impossible scenario that's playing out in their presence. Another time I tried to take it to, and this was my learning about how this works. Ingo Swann said something about, you bring a skeptic to the party and things change, they can shut it down. And not intentionally, it's just that presence of pretty much a big brick wall will shut things down, and so it doesn't activate the same. So you need people who are receptive, who are open, and most likely undecided, so that they can experience something that they are not prepared for, because it will surprise you. It will surprise you what this stuff is capable of. And it isn't harmful. It isn't meant to hurt you in any way. I like talking with Lisa Martin with Dark Ozarks because she has that same kind of open-minded, let's see how this plays out. Even when she was hit in the face by a paranormal entity and it had her nose hurt because it came full face. She saw this hand materialize in the air, smack, and hit her in the face. She said, well, I don't know if it was really aiming for me. It might have been aiming at the person who was with me. But yeah, it did hurt. And what my experience is similar, that what they are trying to do, and one entity who told me I needed to work on my fear, demonstrated how autopilot our fear is. Because when it materialized at 3 o'clock in the morning in my bedroom, my husband didn't pick up on it, that I felt that, and when it said my name, I felt that, oh, and it said my name in a way that I heard, I don't know if anybody else could, but it sounded mechanical, Winnie, instead of Wendy. And that immediately sent me into that fight or flight. I felt it, and I'm like, oh, gosh, darn it. And I knew I shut it down. As soon as that fear layer went up, that protect, fight or flight, I knew I shut down the ability to automatically communicate. And so that's what they were talking about, was you need to deal with your fear. You need to get over your fear, to handle your fear, to understand your fear, to recognize your fear, to overcome it. Because that's what's that wall, that little barrier, is our safety mechanism. So it doesn't mean that it's a bad thing to be afraid. It means to understand, what are you afraid of? How is that prohibiting you from connecting with these other entities and elements? And that's why children are the most likely to be in contact with these other elements, with this other awareness, these other realities, these other dimensions, because they don't have that automatic fight or flight. They haven't been completely conditioned by our society to be afraid of every single thing that comes down the pike. So they haven't been indoctrinated into being fearful of every single thing. Now, there might be a difference with that if there has been a reincarnation, a prior history in their line of having something that was frightening. Like for me, I have to deal with something that I know came from past life, previous incarnations, and that's a fear of heights. So with that, I know that that's part of my history. When I was learning and working with this and my guides helping me to understand some of my blocks, some of my previous experiences, another one was being, I'm not going to say it right now, but it had to do with physical harm. And I remembered how that worked and how that played out. I also remember front and center during my lifetime being attacked and having the opportunity to turn the tables, and the guide right beside me said, karma. Okay. That was amazing because I didn't really know, okay, I've heard about karma. I know that people say karma is real. Well, now I know it is for me, because when I had the opportunity to turn the tables and become the aggressor, in that point, because I had defended myself, and defense is okay. But when you start becoming the aggressor, it's a whole different story. So at that point, then everything turns the tables and you become responsible for your actions, basically. And so that's what it was demonstrating to me by saying karma. In other words, you're off the hook, you got away, you're okay, now let it go. And that person will take that with them, not you. That was amazing. It was quite a lesson. So, okay, so back to these lights. And I wanted to know what happened as he worked with this. I didn't want it to damage his computer. At the same time, I'm not responsible for that. There was nothing that I did, nothing that in my system could have caused that malfunction. So that was a concern, that I don't really want anybody to have to go through something like this. I've had to replace my own computers. At one point, I had another psychic person say, you have some negative entities in your house. which is nice because it corroborated what I felt. I felt like there was something that was dealing with my computer, and sure enough, it crashed. I had to replace it. But these entities I had suspected were part of that, and sure enough, that computer crashed, and somebody else, another psychic, had said the same thing, that the presence was there. So sometimes you get validation from unexpected sources. So he said he finally figured out what was going on, and he went on the internet to figure out, okay, if this is happening with my computer, what might the issue be? Graphics driver. Isn't that interesting? Graphics driver. He said it was disabled. He turned it back on, and everything works. Everything. Brightness controls, night light, the blue light filter, and the sleep settings. He said, and this is the email from him, why clicking on your video would instantly disable it is a mystery, and I don't discount a paranormal explanation. Sleep is when people use night lights, so that fits. Well, okay, mine, except mine, who says we are not a night light, and it will not stay on at night. I'm lucky if it blinks. And it did, which is really funny. It had been off. When I returned, my husband and I, and the dogs, returned from our little vacation time away, it stopped. And it had been active, super active, the month of October. And so it had really been ramping up, which that was interesting in itself, because it was really taking advantage, and for all the entire year that it had been mostly off, making me wonder, okay, is it going to burn out? Do I need to replace it? Have I done something wrong? Knowing that, okay, this is just the way it works. But it's always nice to have that resolved. So it's going gangbusters. And not only that, the time of year, All Saints Day comes through, and there's a lot of positive activity that happens in the fall. There's an energizing feeling with the fall, preparing for winter. It's just, it's an extraordinary time of year. So anyway, with that, it had been quiet when we came back from vacation after it had put on its wonderful little light show there, and you'll see it on the videos. It had been quiet until that morning, when I got the email from him that said, my computer crashed. I happened to spill some water, and it was by the, I'm picking it up, cleaning up near the floor, and it didn't get it on the night light or the power strip, but it blinked, you know, a little blink, blink. That was it. Just that blink, blink. And I thought, hello, you're back, you're awake. And no, I got the email. He told me about that. And I thought, no, you were winking. It was winking. And it said, some people learn by experience. Okay. So that was the thing, is some people learn through experience and actual hands-on experience. So he had to figure out how to, I'm so glad that he was able to do this, because it's not fun when your computer does this to you. I've lost computers because of this. Edwards, who does extraordinary energy work, and he's being documented by the Rhine Group and also the Monroe Institute to demonstrate that these abilities are happening and they are documentable. The Russians have been doing this for a while too, and there's some wonderful stuff that I found through Twitter, now X, that has the videos of early old school Russian psychics and what they were able to do. Telekinesis with their abilities, moving things and affecting other people, just like she felt when she went, Lisa went into that haunted house and had the feeling, a sensation of someone putting a hand around her neck. She talks about that in our interview. Just like that, they're able to impress, imprint, somehow project a feeling through telekinesis on somebody else. And those are documented early, old school. I also follow Michael Tim's blog, and Michael Tim was one of the recipients of an award through the Bigelow Institute Researching Consciousness Studies and Life After Death. So he had a presentation. He's one of the, they gave top people, they got a certain amount. To the runners up, they got another amount. And then there was a third tier. So they gave out a lot of money saying, thank you for your research. And at the same time, his is more focused on the people in the 20s and the 30s who were demonstrating through, whether it was mediumship or interaction with mediums, that there was life after death. So I follow a lot of this stuff basically to keep up with what's out there, what is available, and how long this has been going on, that we do have material saying there is life after death, that consciousness is not just stuck in a physical form, it exists beyond form. And now if you look at the near-death people who are tracking and detailing their stories on YouTube and through various organizations that track this stuff, Near-Death Studies Research and IANS, International Association for Near-Death Experiences, they are tracking these kinds of things. And so there's a ton of information with that. And each person has their own interpretation. I'm saying that because we all have a certain database in our awareness that we work from. And the entities that I work with at the very beginning instructed me to read more about different religions and also philosophy to understand how we integrate these kinds of transcendent, anomalous, unexplainable, paranormal experiences, because each of us has a different database to work with. So there are some who are more linear, some who are more the way they approach this with their language, some who are, you know, like PhD, and there are others who are right down to earth. This is how it happens, and these are the indigenous perspectives where they've been bringing it through for eons and ignored. And at the same time, very aware of how this has been going on. Like there's so much out there that it makes it, I think, a lot more accessible at whatever level you are at. But to have him sign off and say, this was okay to talk about this. He thought that it was so amazing. And this is what he said. My computer has lots of drivers, but the only one connected to lights was affected, and then ... or targeted. So that was another recent, this just happened, another way of validating for me the impact and the effect that my connection with the nightlights can make when it chooses, I don't control it, when it chooses to contact or demonstrate another aspect of this connection that we all have. Now, why have I not wanted to work with other people on this? Because going back to what Ingo Swann said, you can have a whole group of people. One skeptic at the table will basically muddy the results. And I don't want that to happen. I took it to see a person who was considered a PhD and another person who was considered a physicist. I had connected with the physicist, and he was staying at the house of the person who had the PhD. The nightlight absolutely wouldn't, it stayed on. No blinking, no indication. And I realized, and I'll put this gently, I was in a hostile environment because neither of them wanted that to be able to be possible. So I didn't take it as, it wasn't about me. It was about their own linear belief systems that did not allow for anomalous types of events, especially in their own home. So that was another, you know, I kind of crossed a boundary with that. And I didn't think about that ahead of time because it always worked. I've taken it to places that are haunted with a ton of activity and with no activity and seen the results. And like I said, when I did that public demonstration and it fried the system that was supposed to be recording the audio, I got a fractured broadcast. Like I said, 2 seconds, 2 seconds, 2 seconds, all on that entire disc. They said, well, sorry, you can have it, but yeah, this is what we got. Nobody else had that problem with their demonstration. They got audio results just fine. And recently, this year, just started getting that EVP. What did it choose to say? Nightlights. Maybe I should end on that note. I probably talked your ear off by now, but I'm so enthusiastic and dedicated to continuing to say, this is real. It happens for all of us in our own special way. And when he asked James Conrad for abilities, I thought, well, here, this is one of mine. This is my special ability. I connect with an entity that activates and engages with me through the nightlights. It is my proof that we are more than what we seem, and that we don't know everything, and we're not supposed to. Got to leave something for the grandkids to figure out. So no matter how weird the world looks right now, it can get, like Terrence McKenna says, weirder. And that's normal. That is what helps us elevate our awareness, our ability. And the one thing my guides told me through the nightlight, we need to improve our ability, our telepathic ability, our internal intuitive abilities, our psychic abilities, because that's where we have room to grow. And that's where we can change everything as soon as we start believing and as soon as we start practicing and as soon as we start paying attention. So this is a special show. I had done another one, but all of a sudden this happened with James Conrad and giving me the backstory and the result of what happened with his computer. When all I do was try to send him a little evidence of my experience with my interactive nightlights. So I'm so grateful that he agreed to say, here, you can use this. He doesn't validate that it is. He said it might be paranormal. He's a skeptic. And that's the perfect way to be. He's not sure. He's remaining objective. And I will continue to say, this is my reality. This is my experience. It isn't anybody else's. And you can see it on YouTube, the nightlights. Again, I'll put a link in the description for the show. And thank you. Stay curious. That's what keeps us going forward. Curiosity. And our superpower, imagination. Take care.